Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pinson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cowens. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Patek. McKay moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to third. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stinson moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Stinson moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman bunts in front of the plate. Stinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Bostock moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bostock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva is walked intentionally. Braun moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Goltz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Goltz covering, for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McKay strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson fires to third and picks off Thompson. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Briggs, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. One out. It's 2-1, Twins. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stinson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Oliva hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Dan Ford pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brett bunts towards first. Carew can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.